V'hatorah niknes ba'arba'im u'shmona tvarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Zatz from Teaneck, New Jersey. And today, we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Hamakir Es Mikomo, knowing one's place. Knowing one's place is the 26th way listed in Avos to acquire Torah. My favorite Mishnah in Avos, Ethics of Our Fathers, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1, says, Da me'ayin basa, know from where you come, ula'anata holech, and where you're going, v'lifnei mi'ata asid, litain din v'chashbon, and before whom you will need to give your final account and reckoning. From where do you come? From a putrid drop. And where are you going? To a place of dust, worms, maggot. Before whom will you need to give a final reckoning? Before the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, the Holy One, blessed is He. What does this mean? Am I a negative person? Why is this my favorite Mishnah? It feels good, and it's important to know one's place in life. It keeps us grounded and connected. If I know that my place on earth is a lowly human who will end up as dust, I need to ground myself and connect to something real, to something eternal, to Torah and to mitzvos. And that brings humbleness and humility. Without being humble, it's impossible to learn Torah. If I lack humility, I think that I'm complete and that I don't need any improving. There's no room for the Torah to fit in, and there's no room for God to fit in. Moshe Rabbeinu was called the most humble man because he knew his place before God. And that's why he was chosen to be the leader of the Jewish nation, because his humbleness kept him with a clear knowledge of his place before his nation and before God. The Maharal on Avos explains, Hamakir es Mekomo, knowing one's place relative to learning and acquiring Torah. The Torah is called Toras Emes, the Torah of truth. And if I'm going to let the Torah permeate me and absorb its truth, I must be truthful to myself about my place in the world and my place before God. Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshiska said that each person should carry with him two slips of paper, one in each pocket. On one should be written, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the world was created just for me. And on the other should be written, Anochi afar ve'efar, I am nothing but dust and ashes. The trick is to have the wisdom to know which slip of paper to read at the right time. My place in life is often dependent on the situation where I find myself. I think of meeting with Efrat Moore, mother to Eitan Moore, one of the hostages being held currently in captivity by Hamas. I brought a group of women from my shul to meet with her in Israel. Efrat said, I'm from a Yerushalmi family. My parents have never left Israel, and I thought I would never leave this country. I'm a quiet person. I'm not a speaker. I'm not comfortable speaking in front of groups. But ever since my son, Eitan, was taken hostage, I have been transformed by what I need to do. Efrat traveled to the UN. She spoke to Congress. Efrat Moore wants nothing more than to go back to her regular, quiet, simple life as a wife and a mom and a teacher for young children. Efrat Moore is reading from the correct slip of paper. Do we have our two slips of paper? The reminder that I am dust and the reminder that the whole world was created just for me? When I can read from the right paper at the right time, I can open myself up to acquire Torah and plug into eternity. And thank you so much for learning together.